Let's talk about linking up profits on Instagram. Linking up profits through Instagram stories using affiliate links specifically. I don't think we've ever talked about this in such specific terms. I'm seeing this more and more, and maybe you've noticed this too if you follow different creators, especially the types of creators who post lots of stories. They have this like 24-hour cycle of like never go dark and often a dozen or sometimes two dozen or more stories. And they're posting all kinds of stuff about their life, but they're also throwing in these little, what they call ad breaks sometimes, where they're like, hey, check this thing out. Check out this item on Target or Best Buy or some other retailer. And of course, this is an affiliate link where they get paid a commission. So let's do a little case study here of somebody who's found a way to profit. And I'm going to talk about the specific affiliate platform they use. So I know this is going to be actionable for some of our listeners out there, as well as some tips, perhaps, or at least their experience. So let's break it down. This is part of our first $1,000 series, How Does Somebody Make Their First $1,000 Online? And so we're going to hear today from Jamie, a social media influencer who has mastered or at least developed a lot of competence in the art of monetizing her fashion and home improvement Instagram accounts by skillfully integrating these affiliate links into the stories specifically. Let's hear the story from Jamie. I'll come back with some comments at the end. Excited you're here, by the way. This is Side Hustle School with Chris Guillebeau, and here's Jamie.
Hello, I'm Jamie. My journey into the realm of Instagram influencer marketing began with a passion for fashion and a knack for home improvement projects. As my follower count grew, so did the opportunities to monetize my content. The game changer was when I discovered Howl, an affiliate program that became my tool of choice for embedding affiliate links directly into my Instagram stories. Howl's platform was helpful, especially because of its vast network of brands, especially those in the fashion and home improvement sectors. It allowed me to curate and promote products I genuinely loved and used in my daily life or renovation projects. The process was straightforward. I would create engaging Instagram stories featuring these products, incorporate Howl's affiliate links, and earn a commission for each sale made through those links. To maximize the potential of my stories, I adapted several strategies. First, I ensured my content was both informative and visually appealing. Using high-quality images and videos that showcase the products in a natural, compelling way. I also made it a point to explain the benefits and features of the products, making my stories not just promotional, but also educational. Initially, the income for these affiliate links was sporadic. However, as I honed my approach, focusing on products that resonated with my audience's interests, I saw a significant increase in engagement and subsequently commissions. Within a few months, I was consistently making over $2,000 monthly from affiliate links alone. Trust played a huge role in this growth. My audience valued my honesty, which I maintained by only promoting products I believed in and providing genuine reviews. One challenge was maintaining a balance between regular content and affiliate promotions. I was cautious not to overwhelm my followers with too much promotional content, which could dilute their trust and engagement. I overcame this by scheduling my posts strategically, ensuring a mix of affiliate stories and organic, non-promotional content. The key to success in affiliate marketing through Instagram stories I've found is threefold: authenticity, strategic content planning, and choosing the right affiliate platform. Howl stood out for its relevance to my categories and its ease of integration into Instagram, which is why I started using it exclusively. For those looking to monetize their Instagram presence, my advice is to focus on building genuine connections with your audience. Understand their preferences and tailor your content accordingly. Platforms like Howl can provide the monetization mechanism, but your audience's trust is the real currency. Today, my Instagram accounts are not just a showcase of my passions, but a viable business venture that continues to grow. Through affiliate marketing, I've found a way to monetize my influence authentically and sustainably, all while sharing products that I love and believe my followers will too.
All right, just a couple quick comments here. And I do want to thank Jamie, of course, for sharing this case study. Now, as I mentioned briefly in the introduction, I am seeing this more and more. Obviously, affiliate links and affiliate promotion and such has been around forever. We've had lots of case studies. But what I'm seeing more now is affiliate links specifically through stories from creators who are sharing lots of stories. So it doesn't work if you're not sharing a lot of stories, if you haven't developed that kind of pattern or habit and developed an audience for it. But it is something to kind of work towards, because when it works, it can work quite well. I saw another case study from somebody who's actually making $5,000 a month or more by doing this. We'll see if we can get them on the podcast at some point. But whether somebody's making $1,000 or $5,000, the process is kind of the same. So what you need to understand is, you know, how do you do this process? And so Jamie mentioned that she is using this network called Howl. That's H-O-W-L. Anybody can apply for that and get links. And you can post and see, and obviously it doesn't work by magic. You know, you have to develop the audience and develop that posting pattern and schedule and such. But it is kind of interesting. And I think there's a lot less pushback towards it, at least as long as you are constantly posting other content as well. That's the key, at least in the person I saw who's making a lot more money with it. They're posting like lots and lots of stuff. And so it's just like a couple times throughout the day, which, you know, again, they're posting like 20 stories or more a day. A couple times throughout the day, they're doing these little ad breaks. So we could say more about that, but I hope that gets somebody thinking if you're trying to figure out your next digital strategy or your next side hustle, or, you know, if you just like seeing how different people do things, which is pretty much me, because I'm not going to go start posting a bunch of affiliate links on Instagram stories. I don't have time, but, you know, I am impressed by everybody's ideas and action. Again, thanks, Jamie. Listeners, sidehustleschool.com, some resources and such there, notes for every episode. This has been episode 2634. I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.